As Carl mentioned a minute ago, Saudi Arabia's royal family is huge. It reportedly includes some 7,000 princes and princesses, not to mention tens of thousands of other lesser royals. Apparently, many of them like to hang out in California. And one person who knows how those Saudis roll is Jane Amelia Larson. She worked as a personal chauffeur for Saudi princesses while they vacationed in Los Angeles. And she wrote a memoir about her experiences, appropriately called Driving the Saudis.
I was in a detail of over 40 drivers, actually, but I was the only woman. It was 24/7, 7 days a week for 7 weeks straight.
What was the application form like?
There was no application form. There was no paperwork whatsoever. The only thing was I had to have a clean driver's license, which I did. And I was asked if I was a Jew, and I'm not. So I got the job.
We've been talking so much in the last few years about the law in Saudi Arabia that prohibits women from driving. Seems kind of ironic that they got a woman driver.
The young women, the young princesses that I drove, a lot of their parents were pretty westernized. For the young teenagers, they wanted to have a female driver because they wanted to surround them with women. These girls were just coming of age. You could see they were interested in boys, although they were very restrained. I was kind of like a really nice mom sometimes.
Did they share secrets with you?
Well, they shared dreams. There was one young princess that I drove that desperately wanted to come here to get an education. She wanted to go to college here. She wanted to be a fashion designer.
What did some of these women, these princesses, tell you about life as a princess back home? And did it become clear from those stories why they were in the United States?
Oh, yeah. It was clear that their lives at home, and I was told this many times, their lives at home are very confined. They really reside at home within compounds. This is particularly true for the royals. They get in the car, they're driven somewhere, they're driven to schools, they're driven to the malls, which are segregated in general. But here in the United States, I would take them to the mall even after they'd been shopping. And by the way, they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars a day shopping.
A day.
They would clean out stores. And then they would go back the next day and clean it out again. And all of the things that they bought were shipped back to the palaces in Saudi Arabia. But once they were finished shopping, the young girls would just like to go to the mall to walk around and to let people look at them and to look at people and to mix with people. And they loved it. Now, I have to say, they were still quite restrained. These young teenagers, they had a full detail of security with them always. And that's armed security.
You know, the whole notion of these girls going into a jewelry store and just clearing out the inventory, that suggests a real freewheeling kind of a relationship with money. Were they also just kind of naive about money?
I never saw any Saudis handle any cash whatsoever. It was the servants that paid for everything, and they paid for everything in $100 bills. The Saudi princesses would walk into a store, point, 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 and then leave and go into the next store. And then the servants would scurry around to pay for things and get them in bags and put them in a van at the back of the limo line. But the only Saudi I did see handle cash was a young girl, a young princess, the same one who I mentioned that wanted to go to the school in the United States. She had a really good nanny. The nanny knew she had to teach her how to live like a normal person. So we went into Whole Foods to buy some power bars because she saw that I ate them and she wanted to try some. And she bought boxes and boxes and boxes of them, over 300. And
not,
I said, no.
Not just a power bar. She bought like...
No, box, a whole box. And then she went up to the counter and she dropped a bunch of $100 bills and walked away. And we all stood there, the people in line and the cashier, and paused.
Don't you want your receipt?
And then finally the cashier says, "Miss, you have a lot of change coming." And the young girl turned and she realized that she hadn't completed the transaction correctly. She was so embarrassed, and it was like watching a little child. But this girl had never learned any of those skills. She had three maids. When she would walk into the hotel room, she'd just drop her clothes.
Wow. So, Jane, after spending all these intimate moments with these Saudi women, what was the one big lesson you learned about Saudi Arabia that you can share with us?
People are the same everywhere, even if there's billions and billions of dollars involved, although that does make quite a bit of difference in terms of what you have around you. And I saw that very much in these families. The Saudi royal women and the princesses, they loved their families dearly, fiercely. And that was the most important thing to them. And I think that's true for people all over the world. So I really saw that they were very much the same, except for the billions and billions of dollars, which makes us quite different.
Important footnote. Jane Amelia Larson wrote the memoir Driving the Saudis about her experiences as a personal chauffeur to Saudi royals. What do you do today, Jane?
I'm an actor and a producer. In fact, in a couple of minutes, I'm going up to a set out in the desert. We're filming a movie.
All right. Well, have a great day. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.